pierogi dumplings. Enjoy. I would recommend the soy aioli.
When Andrew Lee and his sisters decided to get into the restaurant business a few years ago, they didn't have enough money to open a traditional sit-down spot. Fortunately for them, there was another option.
I think that the food truck was the only thing that was financially feasible for, you know, a startup business like ours.
So Lee and his sisters Irene and Margaret spent nearly $100,000 to build and outfit their truck, a bright white, yellow, and blue number whose metallic interior accommodates a handful of employees. Their timing was auspicious. When Mei Mei Street Kitchen hit the streets in 2012, there were just a dozen or so trucks in the entire city. And it turns out there was also an untapped appetite for the Asian-influenced, locally sourced cuisine the Lees wanted to provide.
I think that people are very much interested in learning where their food comes from these days. It's very important to them. And that everything is done in a sustainable and responsible manner. That the animals are being treated humanely, pasture-raised, humanely raised, and that kind of thing.
Now Boston's food truck scene is booming, with 66 trucks working in the city. And Mei Mei Street Kitchen is thriving. In fact, business is so good that the Lees recently opened a sit-down restaurant near Boston University. As Lee sees it, there's no question trucks like his are a force for culinary good.
Our guests, our clientele, and people in general have gotten really excited about food trucks because it's given them the ability to explore something new.
But if food trucks are giving Boston diners new options, and entrepreneurs like the Lees their start, they're also giving some restaurant owners heartburn.
They didn't tell us when I signed this lease 10 years ago that four wheels were going to pull up in front and take away maybe 25% of our business that day.
Al Costello owns Al State Street Cafe, a bustling financial district spot with a sister restaurant near South Station.
People come in, they're under $10 for lunch, we get them out the door in 5 minutes.
From Costello's vantage point, the city's decision to put food trucks in some neighborhoods but not others is baffling.
Why it's only in the financial district is beyond me. You don't see them in the North End on Hanover Street. You don't see them anywhere else. I can see for the tourism, fine. But to hit the business lunch crowd, this is how we make a living, it doesn't make any sense. You want to put them in Boston Common? Fine.
On a recent weekday, the trucks near Costello's restaurants were doing a bustling trade on the Greenway, with the Vietnamese sandwich truck Banh Mi and the Mexican truck Tenoch drawing especially long lines. Customer traffic at Costello's two locations was bustling too. But he says the negative impact of food trucks isn't always visible.
Now, I was going to open a store down on Clarendon last year. I shied away because I wanted a guarantee from the city that they weren't going to put up a couple of four-wheel trucks in front of my door. Mom, just one example of a restaurant that would have been opened already that isn't.
Of course, the example of Mei Mei shows that dynamic goes both ways, with food trucks leading to brick-and-mortar spots that otherwise might not exist. And while Andrew Lee says he's sympathetic to Costello's frustrations, that sympathy has its limits.
I think that I would ask that gentleman or any other individual who sees food trucks as a threat to their business, what have you done to innovate your business in the recent past? You know, how many times have you changed your menu? How are you innovating yourself?
Among other things, Lee says, Costello might want to consider opening a food truck of his own. Adam Riley, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.